God. Amen. Now, I was about to say, those of you that are using your tablet or your cell phone, let me see your cell phones. Okay. All right. So you ready for the word of God this evening? Praise God. Praise God. You know, I know I say that often practically every service, but we can never lose sight of the importance of God's word. This is the Christian's handbook. This is our handbook. This is what we live by, are supposed to be living by. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead and turn again in your Bible to the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. First chapter of 1 Corinthians. Father, we thank you so much for this time that we have together. We thank you for your presence here this evening. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place today. Hallelujah. And we yield to him. We yield to him. And Father, I pray that he will speak through me. Use this vessel for your glory tonight. Hallelujah. And I pray, Father, that all those that are hearing me will have open ears to hear and have an open heart to receive your word. Hallelujah. So I thank you for that, Father, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I just want to read verse 9 again. I read it last week. I want to read it again this week. Verse 9, it says, God is faithful. You see that? First three words of the ninth verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. God is faithful. Say this. Say, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
Say it again. Now, let me tell you something. If the Bible says God is faithful, then God is faithful. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It doesn't matter what our situation may be at the present time. That has nothing to do with the faithfulness of God. God is always faithful. Amen. I like to have people to repeat things because I want them to get it. And so Just say this, will you? Say, God is always faithful.
God is always faithful.
Now, let's say it this way. Say, God is always faithful to me.
God is always faithful to me.
Say it again.
God is always faithful to me.
Say it again.
God is always faithful to me.
Get that seal down on the inside of you, and don't you ever let it slip. God is always faithful to you. And there's no buts about it. But what about this? And what about that? And, you know, and I don't understand this. And I don't understand that. No, 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 no. The Bible says that God is faithful. He is faithful. So let me go ahead and read the entire verse, and then we'll move on. So God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. So we got to get it in our hearts that God is faithful to me. Now, if he's faithful to me, then that it doesn't matter what I may be dealing with at this time, because God, because I belong to him and because I trust him and because I believe what he told me, God is going to lead me right out of this situation. Amen.
Amen.
Because God always leads to victory.
Yes. Yes.
God always leads to victory. Even when it's dark. Even when it's dark and you can't see your way, God always leads to victory. And that's the reason you hear me so many times stressing the fact that we must walk by faith. When you're walking by faith, you're not walking by what you can see. You're not walking by how you feel, but you're walking by what you believe. In other words, you're walking by what God says, okay? Not necessarily, you know, because we can believe the wrong thing. But we walk in by what God says, and we refuse to move off of that. We refuse to move away from that because my God said it, so I'm sticking with it. Amen. Hallelujah. I think I've heard it said this way. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. How many of you can agree with that and take hold of that in your life? Amen. God said it. I believe it. That settles the matter. Praise God. Praise God. All righty. Now, what I want to do is let's go back to the 37th Psalm, okay? Psalm 37. And I want us to take another look here. I want to read a few of the verses to you, beginning at verse 1. And again, I have my New King James Bible. But it says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity." And I tell you, the time that we're living in right now, oh, glory to God. Amen. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff going on. But there's still a little ring in my mic. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Hallelujah. Verse 2, "For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Now, you know, God said this. This is in his word. Amen. And again, God said it, and that settles that issue. Praise God. But now take a look at verse 3. Hallelujah. "Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and get mad. Trust in the Lord and punch somebody?" No. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness." Remember, we just read in 1 Corinthians that God is what? Faithful. Amen. So we are to feed on his faithfulness. We cannot lose sight of the fact that he is a faithful God. And it goes on to tell us in verse 4, "Delight yourself also in the Lord." Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Do you know that God wants to bless you? God wants to bless us. Now think about this for a moment. We're going to move on. The Bible says that God is love. The Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter 3, that God so loved the world that he gave. Notice he loved the world, right? Amen. That means he loved us when we were ungodly. He loved us in our wickedness. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So it's been established over and over and over, the fact that God loves us. Amen. Amen. Say, God loves me.
God loves me.
Amen. I hope you folks are cooperating out there as well. Amen. God loves me. Now, since God loves us, why then do you think that God would want to make our lives miserable? No. No. There's been too many things that's been blamed on God, that folk blame God for, when it was the devil that's behind it. Amen. Amen. The Bible never tells us we will not have trials. The Bible never tells us that our faith won't be tested. Matter of fact, it tells us that our faith will be tested. God lets us know ahead of time. But can you imagine God the Father looking over at the Son? And the Bible tells us that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Him looking over at the Son and says, you know, I know you gave your life for them, and they are free today because of your sacrifice. You shed your blood for them. Their sins, sicknesses, all of their failures, all was laid on you. Now, why don't we just make their lives miserable for a little bit? No, that's not our Father. That's not our Lord. The Bible plainly tells us that God is love. But here's the thing. We live in a fallen world, don't we?
Amen.
We live in a fallen world. We got to understand, I've ministered on this some, but we got to understand that Adam fell and surrendered everything to the devil. The Bible tells us that Satan became the god of this world, or the god of this age, or the god of this world system. Amen.
Amen.
And we're witnessing him at work every day. Something's going on all the time. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us, after God had created this world that we live in, that God looked at it in the Bible, in Genesis, and it was good.
Amen.
And God saw that it was good. And after man was placed on this earth, Adam and Eve, you know, God looked again and said, it's very good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so God told Adam, say, tend the garden, be fruitful, multiply, amen. Enjoy what I have given you.
Amen.
Enjoy what I have blessed you with. But guess what? Adam only got to enjoy it for a period of time, didn't he?
That's right.
Satan came on the scene, didn't he?
Yes, he
did. Didn't he?
Yes.
Satan came on the scene and I won't go into the whole story because I believe you know it. But because Adam committed treason, disobeyed what God had told him, he lost it. He lost his garden paradise. And now he had to deal with the devil. He had to deal with the devil, and so do we. The good thing about it, though, and I'm kind of getting into another message of mine, but I will say this much. A second Adam came and corrected what the first Adam messed up.
That's right. Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. And yes, we are still in the world, but we are not of the world. Yes, our faith is tested. We deal with stuff, but we know that through Christ Jesus, we have the victory. And we can never quit and we can never give up. Amen. Glory to God. All right. So where did I stop? Verse 4. So it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And this is in God's word. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Then it goes on to say, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall do what? He'll bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass. Commit your way to the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And look at verse 6. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. All right, now let me move on. Praise God. Verse 7 says, rest. Everybody say rest.
Rest.
Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Let me tell you something. We as believers must learn to rest.
Amen.
We can see a natural example of this in the life of Jesus Christ. Remember when he told them, let's go over to the other side? And he went into the back of the boat, went to sleep. Storm came up. Boat began to take on water. The disciples was all upset. They didn't know what to do. But what did Jesus do? He continued to sleep. He was really at rest, wasn't he?
This is a natural
example of what I'm talking about. Jesus was sleeping. He was sleeping, and the disciples was all upset. Now, wait a minute. They should have known. Wait a minute. Number one, we believe what Jesus has been teaching us. Sometimes when the wind's blowing and the rain is falling and it's flooding, we forget what he has taught us. The very fact that he said, let's go to the other side, that should have been enough, because the words of God are eternal. Jesus spoke nothing but truth. So he said, let's go to the other side, because Jesus, there was something that Jesus had to do. Jesus was on a mission. there was something he had to do on the other side. So he said, let's go to the other side. So first of all, they should have thought, wait a minute now. The Lord said, let's go to the other side. Hey, listen, fellows. Now, I know this storm is rough and water's coming on this boat. And the Lord is in the back of the boat resting. And he's still asleep. So then we need to, let's discuss this for a moment. Let's go back and remember what he taught us. What has he been teaching us? Now, let's us stand on what he taught us, okay? Let's remember what he taught us and let's stand on that. Oh yes. We can use our faith and stop this storm. Boys, we can command this storm to stop. We can command the waters to be calm. But wait a minute. How can you say that? Because when they woke Jesus up, he rebuked them because of their lack of faith. He didn't say, boys, whoo, man, I was resting good, but I'm sure glad y'all woke me up. Man, this could have been a mess, couldn't it? Peace, be still. Jesus fully intended to get his nap out. That's the way we say it sometimes. I want to get my nap out. In other words, you want to finish your nap. Jesus intended to finish his nap. So he told them, oh, you of little faith. In other words, haven't you been listening to what I've taught you? Take authority over this situation. Use your faith. Remember what I taught you. In other words, he was telling you should have been at rest, boys. You should have been at rest, but you were looking at the storm and you were panicking. And even when they woke him up, said, listen, Lord, don't you care that we perish? Now, isn't that something to say? Of course he cares. Of course he cares. He loved his disciples. But we need to remember when things are going on, we need to go back and remember what he said. Go back and remember what the Bible says and rest in that and move accordingly. I am convinced that they could have done the same thing that Jesus did if they would have used their faith. Remember the 70 that came back and said, oh Lord, do you know what? Even the devils are subject to us. Why? They went and used what he taught them. They used what he taught them. When they were confronted with devils, they didn't all run away. Come back to Jesus and said, Lord, we came back early, man. I tell you what, them devils out there, they got after us. And we couldn't get back here fast enough. Had they done that, they would probably got another rebuke from Jesus. Another, oh ye of little faith. But that's not what happened. They came back and said, even the devils are subject to us. Amen. And then Jesus proceeded to tell them, hey, there's something greater than that. The devil wants to disrupt your rest. And I'm going to tell you something. That's what this pandemic has done to a lot of people. It has disrupted their rest. You know what? It don't matter if there's 1,000 pandemics. Can I tell you something that is absolutely the truth? Jesus Christ is still Lord. Can I tell you something else? Some of you heard me say this before, but I'll say it again. COVID-19 did not catch God by surprise. The Father didn't look over at the Son and say, oops, I did not see that coming. Kathy and I was talking one day. We were talking about something and some things that's going on, and I told her, there's a God in heaven. There's a God in heaven. And you know what? There's a God in us. And the Bible tells us that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If we become so fearful, if we begin to operate in panic mode, we will not fulfill the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord himself said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And we need to begin on our knees, so to speak, praying, taking authority. You need to tell this COVID-19 that you're out of here. You're defeated in Jesus' name. We take authority over you in Jesus' name. Y'all listening to me? The devil wants the church in panic mode. Panic mode. Now, if you listen to some people, it's the church's fault. Figure that one out. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us, let me read it to you again. Verse 7, Psalm 37, rest in the Lord. Rest. Be at rest. Hold your place there at Psalm 37 and go with me to Psalm 46. Just flip over a few pages to Psalm 46. Go down to verse 10, Psalm 46, 10. Be still and know that I am God. And read that again. Be still. In other words, be at rest. Be at rest. Keep your peace of mind. Keep your mind stayed on him and on his word and what he has said. Be still. Be at rest and know that I am God. And listen to what else it said. I will be exalted among the nations. And let me tell you, it's happening. It may not look like it right now. God has the last word. Or as the song said, God has the last say so. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. Verse 11 say, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Glory to God. Can't act like people that have no hope. Say this with me. Say, greater is he that's in me. Say it out loud. Say it bold. Be bold about it. Greater is he that's in me.
Greater is he that's in me.
Say it again.
Greater is he that's in me.
Over here. Over here.
Greater is he that's in me.
Over here.
Greater is he that's in me.
Than he that is in the world. Say it again. Say the whole thing. Greater is
he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Glory to God. Be still and know that I'm God. Amen. My wife says I skipped the balcony. Hallelujah. All right, you folks in the balcony, say, greater is he that's in me, and say it nice and loud.
Greater is he that's in me.
Amen. That includes y'all over there too. Don't think y'all exempt. Come on, say, greater is he that is within me.
Greater is he that is within me.
Than he that is in the world.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be still and know that I'm God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Darrell got his own sermon going back there. Go ahead, brother. Amen. Rejoice, man. Hallelujah. That's good. That's good. Amen. What did they say? Tell me again. God is our refuge.
Strength. And a very present help in trouble.
God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. And tell, let folks know where that is.
Psalm 46.
Verse 1. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, that's the first verse. And then the 10th verse say, be still and know that I'm God. Hallelujah. And that's the reason in Psalm 37, see, it's telling us, don't get all caught up in what the wicked's doing. Don't get all caught up in that. I'm going to take care of them. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted in the earth. After all, he made it. The earth belongs, y'all do know the earth belongs to the Lord. Although Satan may be the god of this world or this world system or this age, however you want to say it, but God made the earth. And Jesus Christ, by the way, is Lord of all. And whatever kingdom the devil has right now will be lost. One day, an angel of the Lord is going to put him in the bottomless pit, according to the book of Revelation, for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. And after that 1,000 years, he will be loosed for a little while. That's all in the plan of God. He'll be loosed for a little while. Then the Bible tells us after that, he, all his demons, and all those who chose to follow him will be thrown into the lake of fire, never to be seen or heard of again. God's got the last word. Sometime here, and I gotta quit, folks. But here's what we have a tendency to do. Here's what we have a tendency to do is listen to the one that's yelling the loudest. We listen to the one that's yelling the loudest. The one that's yelling the loudest, not always the one that's right. Go to the Word of God. Amen. Stay with the Word of God. Yes. I'm going to read verse Psalm 37, 7. The New Living Translation. It says, "Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes." No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't allow them to distract you. You keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on the Word of God. I got to close. I'm getting ready to close this. But remember, please listen to me, everybody. Whatever you do, have a prayer life. Amen. A prayer life means that you talk to God and God talks to you. Yes. Amen. Have a prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life, develop a prayer life. Hallelujah. It blessed me the other day, yesterday actually, I came in here. Wasn't that many people in here praying yesterday morning? And we, listen folks, we need to, I'm asking you to make a sacrifice and come out and join us in prayer. Amen. But we had just a handful of ladies here yesterday morning, and they were praying in the spirit, you know, and just seeking the Lord. And as I walked into the atmosphere, and it just blessed me, man. It just blessed me. But we need more people doing that, because one thing I want to tell you is Jesus is Lord. And he'll always be Lord. But we have to obey his word. And one of the things that he told us in the book of Luke, he told us men should always do what? Pray. 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 Philippians, excuse me, tells us not to worry about anything. Be careful for nothing. But what are we to do as an alternative? pray. Pray. I'm telling you now, begin to seek God and stay in God's face. Talk to God about situations and circumstances. Don't worry about them. You talk to God about them, and you use your authority as a child of God in dealing with situations and circumstances, especially personal situations and circumstances. Because the devil will come in and take over your house if you let him. Pray. Not out of fear, but in faith. Amen. And I want more people to gather here at this church on Tuesday mornings and Friday mornings and Wednesday evenings before service and Sunday mornings before service and first Monday night of every month. Come on now, let's pray. Because, and I'm closing out with this, we have to understand that Jesus said, and I ministered on this Sunday, Jesus said, all power, Matthew chapter 28, all power has been given to me in heaven and in earth. And then he said, go. You have to understand that the authority has been given to us. And but you know what? Those guys that went preaching the gospel, they also went praying. They had a prayer life. Paul, the Apostle Paul himself, talked about his prayer life and how he prayed for this church and so forth. So the authority has been given to the church. Now let's go with it. Amen. Let's go with it. You have been chosen for such a time as this. Think about that. Just take a Selah moment. Just think about it. God chose me. Wow. For such a time as this. He wanted to use me in these last and evil days. He wanted to use me. He wanted to use me. Oh, what an honor. What an honor. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Can you say that? Yes. Well, yeah, but Pastor, I don't know how to do this now. But forget that. Yes. Just make yourself available to God. You know, as a child, you started out with, now lay me down to sleep. But let me tell you something. As you grow and mature, it goes well beyond that. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Now, didn't I say I was going to quit? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do just that. Bless the name of the Lord. But before I go, I always like to give our viewers and our minister to the congregation later, but those of you that are viewing, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I extend to you an invitation right now to receive him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Yes, I believe we are living in the last days. It's an evil time that we live in. We need